Are you tired of the endless cycle of budgeting stress? Imagine a world where your savings grow, your debts shrink, and financial freedom is just a paycheck away.
What? All right, welcome to our latest episode where we're diving into our trademark. It is our trademark paycheck plan. It's a strategy that transforms how you handle your money every single payday.
Learn how to effortlessly plan your savings, your spending, and those extra debt payments, all while saving for those precious brain calories, guys, that we don't have time for. Because we want to only focus on what truly matters.
Yeah, we don't have extra brain calories literally ever. So whether you're a busy mom or hustling professional or whatever, this plan is the ticket to a worry-free, easy-peasy, lemon-squeezy financial life.
It's like my favorite saying. Yes. Okay. All right. So stay tuned as we unravel the secrets of paycheck plan. It's a game changer, guys. It's really awesome. You're going to love it. Your personal finances are going to thank you for this.
That's right.
Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast. Okay, so before we get into it, we're going to explain something that may seem sort of complicated to you, but it is in our signature budget template, y'all. It does it automatically for you. So we think you should get that because it's going to make your life easier. When you think about what you invest for other parts of your life, listen, Vanessa, I just told Vanessa I got some new Pyrex food storage because my life is going to be better and more simpler because of it. So sometimes you have to put a little investment in to make your other parts of your life easier. And that is what the budget template does. It is going to like automatically do the math for you. It's going to tell you what to do every payday. It's going to show you how much wiggle room you have every month. It's just so good.
Yeah. And it's really pretty and it's easy to use.
Matters.
We've heard it is.
Just like Pyrex. They're rainbow colored. Yeah.
But we've heard a lot from our clients to say, we love this. It's so easy. It's so functional. It carries numbers over for you month to month.
Praise God.
Yeah, for sure. So it is saving you brain calories and you're going to really enjoy using it. So go right now to myidealbalance.com/budget.
That's right.
Okay.
So today we're going to go through exactly what a paycheck plan is. We're going to define it for you so you can understand the words that we're saying that are coming out of our mouth, right? And then we're going to give you some examples. We have 3 specific examples from our clients that kind of show you how to work it if you have one paycheck a month, if you have 2 paycheck or paydays a month that you work with, or if you're doing it weekly, right? So we're just going to show you and walk you through what it looks like if that's you.
Yeah. All right. So the first thing here is, what is a paycheck plan? You guys keep talking about this trademark system. What does it mean? How do you do it?
Yeah. So really, it's just it plans your savings and your spending money and any extra that you're going to pay on debt every paycheck. So it tells you what you can do for spending, what you do for savings, and how much extra you pay on debt every single paycheck so that you know what to do with your hands when you get paid.
Yeah. So this is all the money after your money that's dedicated towards your bills and your debt. So when your income comes into the bills checking, then that is the money that's designated for the bills and for the debt. So everything extra, this is what we're talking about what to do with.
Yeah, and it's going to plan it for you. And it's going to help you do the same thing every single paycheck because so that, as Vanessa talked about in the intro, you can save brain calories. Like, if you can imagine every payday looks the same. You do the same thing. There's no like, will I, can I, won't I? Like, it's just the same. And then all your bills are also paid at the same time. Like, that's what we're after here with this.
Yeah. And then what you want to do is what R says is really nice. It divides it up into 2 separate categories, what you're going to do digitally and what you're going to use in cash.
Right. So like what you might be transferring to different savings accounts or different checking accounts versus what you need to go to the ATM and get out. It's going to tell you exactly what to do, again, with your hands. So your brain doesn't have to think about it in the moment. That's the problem. That's where we get into trouble, is trying to figure it out in the moment. This is going to pre-plan it for you.
So think about like digital envelopes versus cash envelopes. So we're taking the Dave Ramsey system and we're upgrading it to digitally when we talk about our savings buckets.
Yep. And the reason why you want to adopt this paycheck plan is it really is going to form good, healthy financial habits. Mm-hmm. It's going to get you out of that, you know, fight or flight every time you get paid and that stress and the anxiety into just, I do the same thing. I know I always have money coming. I'm in a good place. And then I go on with my business, right?
It's just really easy. And we talk about, you know, a lot of clients say, well, one paycheck is supposed to do all of this. And then the next paycheck is when I actually get grocery money. And we're like, yeah, but that's not working for you. You're not, this isn't.
It turns out you need to eat all the time.
Eat 15 days out of the month. You actually need to eat 30 days, right? Yeah. So with you doing this paycheck plan, you're doing the same thing with your paychecks, which allows money to be allocated in certain areas all of the time, not just some of the time.
Yeah. And so thereby that feast or famine thing that you've been feeling because so many bills are due at the beginning or the end of the month or whatever. So that's going to be gone because we're going to automate it all. So it's really great. So how do you do that though? It sounds great, ladies, but what do I do with my hands? Okay. Well, you start with a zero-based budget, which we've told you before, means every single dollar that you bring in, that you make in income, has a job and a plan. And by the time you get from your income, you deduct your debts, you deduct your bills, you deduct your spending, you deduct your savings.
Right.
Then guess what? You're at zero on purpose.
Yeah. And I'm going to debunk the whole, like, that sounds too stressful that every dollar is accounted for. We talked about it in a previous budget. Allocate a miscellaneous, allocate a small little buffer section. So that way your budget is still to zero, but you have a little bit of wiggle room in there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so you're going to also, what this is going to do is when you have a zero-based budget, it automatically lets you know how much extra you have to spend on anything that's not bills or debt.
Right.
Because those things, you have to pay the mortgage all every single month. They want you to do it.
It's kind
unless
of
you're mortgage-free, like Vanessa, it's fine. Or you have to pay your car payment. If you have a car, like all of those are non-negotiable. So the paycheck plan looks at everything after that. After everything that we have to pay is done, what bulk of money do we have left to play around with and plan? And then we're going to systemize that according to each paycheck.
So you're going to take that amount of money and you're going to divide it by the amount of paychecks that you have. So like Shana said, after you've allocated the money for bills and debt, you have all this money left over that you've said, we're going to spend groceries on. Yeah, if you were looking at me, I have like a little pot in my hand.
That's what you have.
You're like, this is groceries. This is gas. This is pocket money. This is going to go for debt. This is going to go extra on debt, right? This is going to go for maybe Christmas or whatever. So you have all this extra money after bills and debt that you're going to put somewhere, but
on
how,
purpose,
right? On purpose. And now we're going to divide it into the amount of paychecks that we want.
Yeah.
So that way you're doing the same amount, same thing with your money every paycheck.
Yeah. And I like the but how, because otherwise you're like, well, randomly on a Wednesday, I'll go pay some extra debt or randomly I'll go get some grocery money or whatever. There's no random. We want everything to be systemized. And when I think of systems, I was thinking about this as I was talking earlier, which is fine. Like if I have a checklist of what to do in the moment, I just follow the checklist. Yeah. I don't have to think. I don't have to make decisions, which is very hard to do in the moment when you have everything else. All I have to do is follow the checklist. That's what this paycheck plan really is. It gives you a checklist of what to do on your payday so that you can just go on about your day after that. You know, you don't have to think in the moment because you've already planned based on your best intentions, based on the angel on your shoulder, what to do.
Right. And like Shana said, in the moment, sometimes you get real tempted. And so maybe you won't make the best decisions, but if you already have a plan, or better yet, if it's set on auto transfer, which is what we really love for you to do, then it's already done for you and you don't have to think about it. For instance, I know I've talked about this before. My husband gets paid on Wednesday. So every Thursday morning, all of the transfers happen. Everything gets replenished. My paycheck plan happens on Thursday at midnight. And it's really great because guess what? I don't have to physically do it.
Yep. And so speaking of that, we're going to roll one into some examples to make more sense. This first example that we're going to talk about, she is the same way. All of her stuff is automated at this point so that she doesn't have to think or do in the moment. It's just happening. And then she has the money where it needs to be. So this is kind of interesting. She actually has four quote unquote paychecks that are coming in, you know, from different sources, her actual two paydays from her job. And then she has two big bulky monthly at the beginning of the month payments coming in, right? So that is what's funding her ability to do this once a month. And so she has a one-time paycheck plan, right? So once a month, this all actually happens automatically, except for her going to the ATM, she has to do it physically. But this all happens automatically. And then she has money in every account that she needs, and she doesn't have to think about it. And she likes to do it once a month because she's, you know, a busy mom, she's a nurse, she doesn't want to be doing this every week or whatever. She just needs to get it done. So what she does is she has her digital envelopes, like we talked about, the digital version of the cash envelopes. So automatically on the first, $100 goes into her medical account, $100 goes into her vehicle account. At this particular time of year, $500 is going into her Christmas account. She has $5,000. And then $100 into the gifts because she has birthdays. And then what's really important is she has $1,000 to go into her groceries and $200 for her gas budget. So all of that just automatically happens. Mm-hmm. And then whenever she needs money, because there's a copay, whenever the oil change comes up, so there's always money wherever it needs to be for what she needs. And then she has her cash envelopes, which are a little less. And so it's her restaurant, which they don't, that we've talked about how you cannot feed a family of six. You just don't go to the restaurant. That's your new plan to get out of debt.
This is only for like quick, like, grab and go.
Yeah. It's really only for her, like for her to go, you know, here or there between shifts or whatever, because she's a nurse. So she has a $100 restaurant budget. She did hire cleaners, and that has to get taken out in cash because, you know, a lot of people like to pay their cleaners in cash. So she has that.
And they appreciate that too.
Yeah. And then we actually upped her kids' budget because she has so many of them and there's just so many things going on all the time. But she always rolls that over. So she gets the cash out for the kids, but then it rolls over. She doesn't use it, which is really great. And then they get their pocket money out in cash. And so that's her paycheck plan, right? And they use that paycheck plan every time on the first of the month. And then they're all done basically budgeting because all the bills come out automatically after that.
So I want to ask a question that, you know, a listener may ask. How is this one-time paycheck plan different than just looking at the budget?
The budget is a piece of paper. You still, as a human, have to do the things that make it a reality, right? So in this particular instance, when she gets paid, every time she gets paid, she still has to fund things just like you would if you got paid, if you did it four times a month or whatever. You still have to fund everything. You still have to go to the ATM. You still have to get the cash out. And you have to make this thing actually happen. And and in her case, she set up a lot of automatic transfers. So that makes it much easier. So she really almost doesn't have to do a lot. But, you know, it still is what's happening on payday.
Right.
What do I need to do with my money on payday to make the budget come to life and actually happen?
Yeah. So all her digital stuff she has set to automatic. And then she really is probably just responsible for getting her cash out, which is still something she has to make sure she has time for. And we like to tell people, set like a timer in your phone for whatever. If it's weekly, if you do it every other week, or if it's once a month, set that timer in your phone to remind yourself, hey, on this day every month on Friday, I go and get my cash out and I make this happen.
Yeah. And to be fair, before it becomes automatic, you're going to have to do it manually for a while.
Right.
And that's important because knowing that you have grocery money coming in, when the grocery money is resetting for a mom, especially, is a big deal, right? So she had to do it manually for long enough before she trusted herself or the system to do it automatically. And now a lot of it's easy for her, which is important. It's nice to get to that point. So.
And that's not wrong. We have a lot of clients that we recommend you have to do it manually. We want you to do it manually because you don't trust. For so long, you haven't trusted that there was money in the account. So for you to go in there and do it yourself, it makes a difference. But you will get to that point. We promise that you're just going to trust the process and it's going to be great.
Yeah. And so she is a once a month paycheck plan. Remember, I did say that she has several paychecks coming in, but she only does this once a month, which means her pocket money, her money that goes in her wallet, is only funded once a month.
Yeah.
Grocery money is only funded once a month, which takes, while you get the benefit of only having to do it once, you only have to do something actively once, you also have to have the discipline to be able to have a whole month's worth of money and make it last for the whole month.
And not spend it in a week.
Yes. And don't spend it in a week. Yeah,
for sure.
But I have several clients that do that. And even this week I had a client. She said, I still had $117 left in my gas and groceries. And she was so proud. I was like, girl, go girl. And so it can happen. And especially once you get a better relationship and you start to trust yourself with money.
So remember, just because like you get to decide what your paycheck plan looks like. And that's what we love about it. Every single one of our clients does their paycheck plan so different. And that is okay because it's what works for them. Mm-hmm. And that's why we love to say that our system is not cookie cutter.
Yeah.
It's very unique and very specific to your situation, as it should be, because your situation is not the same as your friends, right?
Yeah, for sure.
The next paycheck plan we want to talk about, they break theirs up into two paychecks or two
paycheck plans.
Yeah, two paycheck plans. They do their deposits twice a month, okay? So their first thing that they have transferred is their gas and groceries. They deposit about $700 twice a month into that account. And we even broke that down for them. They want to know like how much was it for groceries? How much was gas? They keep a little bit in there. They'd like to keep a quote unquote food budget instead of grocery budget because they don't go out to eat. It's like rarely. So they kind of leave that in there. And then they have their baby supplies like baby wipes and diapers and things like that. So $700 twice a month goes into their grocery account.
Their gas and groceries.
Gas and groceries, excuse me. And then they have their home repairs account. They put about $244 a month. This is the one that fluctuates each month because they actually have projects going on. Mm-hmm. So we are adjusting this every single month and it's a little different. Their vehicle maintenance account, twice a month, they put $50 in there. Their medical for co-pays and stuff, $10 twice a month goes in there. Gifts, they have $75 twice a month that goes in there. And this is for birthdays and holiday, like they have, this is like for Halloween candy, Easter baskets and stuff. They have a separate Christmas fund. And then their glam up fund, which is their hair, beauty, haircuts, makeup, things like that. $100 twice a month goes in there. Their homeschool fund, because she does homeschool all of their four kids. We wanted to cap that out at $1,000 a month. So $42 twice a month goes in that account. And then Christmas, because they've been budgeting for it, they don't need that much right now. $50 twice a month goes in there. Then they have their pocket money that they put $50 twice. So they're just very, very conservative, but everything works and I love it.
Yeah. Well, I think what's important to see with like different budgets is they are conservative, but they have different priorities, right? So they are funding more. They're funding as much money toward glam up as they are for pocket money mm-hmm. a month, right? They're funding more to their home repair than they are for their pocket money each month, right? So they have just different priorities than other people might, because that's like, but that's
what's important at this right, at this time.
Right. And that's the beauty of it. It's what's important to you. Like, you might not need a lot of pocket money because you have everything else
right.
like taken care of, and you don't want to spend money because you want to focus on those home projects or whatever, you know what I mean? Or you have a homeschool and that's where all of your free time goes anyway. So you don't have time to spend money.
Yeah.
Right. Versus, you know, like the clients before, they have more spending money, but they don't have all of those other things going on. So if they do their hair, it's going to come out of their pocket money. But it really is according to your goals and your lifestyle and your family and yeah. your habits and like what's going to really work well for you.
And it might be a season. So like right now you may be focusing all of your energy and your attention towards one thing, like a project that you have at mm-hmm. home that's going on. And then maybe in 3 months, okay, now most of our money is right. going to go towards travel because we have spring break coming up or something. So know that just because you make a paycheck plan today, that it's not going to stay the same next right. month. That's why you have a budget meeting every single month
that's
because
right.
we want them to change. They're supposed to be specific to what's going on then.
Yeah. But what's cool about the paycheck plan is, like we said, you have that number based on everything else that needs to get paid is already paid.
Yeah.
And really the staples of the paycheck plan, the gas, the groceries, those don't change that much anyway. So it's just the other stuff that would change. And so it's really nice to just have that stability that you can work from the whole budget is basically the same. And then there's a couple things that might change up on your paycheck plan.
So the last paycheck plan that we want to talk about is somebody who does her transfers weekly. She gets a good chunk of money at the beginning of the month, but she knows herself and does not hold herself accountable that well when she gets a lot of money up front. So she wanted to do her transfers every single week. So on her paycheck plan, we literally put the days of the week that she's going to do her transfers, which is every single Friday. And then we have all the categories underneath as to when she's going to do her transfers.
And honestly, just to throw it in there, Friday is a great day to do things because that's when you're about to blow all your money.
Yep.
Let's be real honest. And so I have several clients who are doing it weekly who do it on Friday.
You know, it's funny. I even have a couple who want to do it Monday because they know if they get it Friday, they'll blow it all. So it's like she gets it on Monday to make herself make it last until, which I think is really hard because I'm all for you. I'm like that. I want it on Friday because I know I'm about to blow it all. And if I don't have it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday or whatever, I can be scrappy during the week when things aren't so crazy.
Yeah. Well, or things are so crazy you can't spend money anyway. Like literally, when am I going to get to the grocery store? Literally, when am I going to be able to go spending money at Target, which I did yesterday on my day off.
Got some pictures.
Yep. Anyway. Just know yourself and know what's a good day to do your transfers.
Yeah. And what type of paycheck plan you want to have. Like we showed you a one time, we showed you a two time, right? And now we're going to show you a weekly. Okay. So she does her gas and groceries. So she puts $155 a week towards her groceries and she does $100 a week for her gas. And then she has separate her dog food because she buys that at a different location.
Yeah.
She does $25 a week for her little puppy food. Yeah.
Yeah. And we used to keep ours separate too, because we would go in cash and get the dog food. But I have that on Amazon subscription now, y'all. And I'm so excited. But I do want to point out here with groceries, it's interesting to talk about the way that you do groceries. So you know, I do a big bulk buy at the beginning of the month. And then I know I have, you know, about $100 a week to kind of fill in the gaps, right?
Staple stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. For all the stuff that you can't pre-buy or, you know, all the stuff that is fresh or whatever. So and then here they're saying about $155, which includes their toiletries and stuff that's going to be their, you know, cost more money. You know what I mean? Like
right.
you can't go cheap on the toilet paper, y'all. So they have 155. And I think it's interesting to think about your family. Like, if you were to go to the grocery store right now and feed them for a week, how much would it cost you? And it helps you to figure that out, because some way or another, you're going to have to do that anyway. Mm-hmm. So, and at least that's what most people's system is. Like, even right. if you have every couple weeks to get paid or whatever, you still probably going to go at least once a week to go fill in the gaps for what you're going to cook tonight.
Yeah. And it's good to know, like, what if this amount of money is going to last me a week or so, like Shayna, like this amount of money is for my staples, my fresh, my produce, things like that is going to last me for another 7 days. Okay. So then she has each of her accounts. So she has one checking account for her bills, one checking account for her spending, and then each of them have their own checking accounts. So her husband, her, and her daughter. So she transfers for her husband $125 a week for his spending money. She does $100 a week for her, and her daughter gets $25 a week to spend. That is her daughter's budget. And her restaurant out to eat budget's a little high, and she's very open and honest about, listen, and here's the thing too, is they're actually in a transition phase. They are living in an RV at, I believe, her mom's house, and they're trying to buy a land and a home somewhere. It's about an hour away. Mm-hmm. So they go out to eat a little bit more than she probably would if they had their property, because she actually wants to build like a homestead. She wants to grow her own stuff, and she wants to trade with people, and she wants to really be self-sufficient. But right now they just can't do that. I mean, obviously she hates cooking inside the RV. So she does $200 a week for restaurants and going out to eat.
Well, and I think it's important. Again, you know, we talk about it's your budget, it's your money, it's your goals. And if it's going to take you a little bit longer to hit a goal, but your week to week life is a little better, your actual enjoyment of life,
you don't hate it,
your stress is better, then why? Maybe that's a thing. And it also is seasonal. Like, we never, ever used to eat out, because I almost always seem to have a 2-year-old that I did not want to take in public to a restaurant, even though, you know, they may have been sort of well behaved, but they're still 2 and they're still whatever they are, right? So you don't like, so we didn't ever, now we go every week almost to get pizza as a family. And it's a fun thing that I look forward to. Everybody looks forward to. It gets us together when everybody's so busy, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So it's really based on what you want, what your goals are. Let's be honest. Like, even with us doing that, our restaurant budget isn't nearly as high as some people that we have coming in. And it's like, look, you can spend $800 a month on restaurants if that's what you really want to do, but you're not going to be able to do all this other stuff. It's really going to limit your capacity to pay off debt, to set money aside for savings and stuff. So it's really just according to your goals and what you mm-hmm. want. Yeah.
Yeah. And I also want to say that they don't have any debt. So she actually, last month, we paid off
her
RV.
Exciting.
And it was really nice. So that was like $800 back in her pocket that she was able to.
And they're saving so much money with that lifestyle that, like, okay, I can afford a little bit more. I don't have a house.
Right.
Yeah, I can afford a little bit more to do this and to make my life a little more convenient. Yeah.
Yeah. And I won't go into the amounts, because, you know, we want to kind of wrap up this podcast, but she is putting money in her home fund every week, her vehicle fund, her annual bills, because she has an RV and she has cars. Those are kind of expensive. So she has an annual bills savings account that she's putting money into.
Yeah.
She has a pet care for her little puppy and mm-hmm. her daughter and her son, who is married, but she still wants to save money for him to, you know, spend on him as she wants throughout the year. So she is putting, as on top of her weekly spending stuff, she is putting money aside and allocating for savings.
I love that. I'm just fast forwarding to our future and how we're going to have accounts to spend and love on our kids when we get to visit them and do whatever. That's super cool. I like that a lot. I also wanted to say, when you were talking about the annual bills, you guys, first of all, email us if you have anything that you want us to talk about specifically on mm-hmm. this podcast. We will be happy to take your suggestions and make a whole episode and explain some stuff about it. We will be talking about annual bills and planning for that next month in January. So just know that that's coming. And so just let us know, info@myidealbalance.com, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. And then, of course, don't forget about our signature budget template, which is going to automate this paycheck plan for you, which is going to make your life better.
It's just so nice. Y'all are going to love it. You're going to put the information and it's going to output all the stuff, all the numbers, all the calculations that you want, that you need, that's going to hold you accountable to making you successful and making your budget and your paycheck plan successful.
Yeah. So just go to myidealbalance.com/budget and you can grab it there. If you have been loving this podcast and you're looking for a way to connect further or get more engaged, mm-hmm. we have 2 ways for you to do that. The first way is our free Facebook community, where you can come join other people just like you on the same journey, who have questions and are just trying to get some community mm-hmm. around them in this journey of budgeting, right?
Yeah. So you get to ask your questions. We'll have live masterclasses. There'll be some fun tips, questions, and prompts to get you involved and active in that group. And you'll definitely meet other people like you. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be real relatable.
For sure. So you can go to facebook.com/groups/financialcoachingforwomen, or you can just click the link in the show notes, or you can search Financial Coaching for Women in Facebook and you'll find us.
So the second way that we have for you to connect with us that is free is booking a free 30-minute financial coaching call.
So this is 30 minutes of us talking about you, your situation, what's stressing you out, what you're anxious about. And we're going to answer your questions. We're going to tell you some ideas based on exactly what's going on in your life that you can do, you can implement right now. And you'll actually even get a recap of everything that we talk about once you come to that call. So you're going to go to mindobalance.com/book call to take advantage of that.
And this is not a cookie cutter system. We're physically going to work on and focus on your situation, what is unique to you, and target that. And like Shana said, we're going to give you action items for you to implement today to change that situation.